views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, how's it going? This is now the second half, and I am now with our lovely and wonderful guest, Leslie Zubar, who is the most ultimate, fantastic pet psychic. And Leslie, thank you so much for being on the air with us.
That was so fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So Leslie and I, we met during a spiritual convention. And our booths happened to be, like, right next to each other. And it was funny because, you know, I would see her doing your psychic stuff for people's pets and stuff. And I got to say, you have one of the prettiest smiles. And so every single time I would look over to you, I would see you with this, you know, wonderful smile. And, I just found that very enlightening. And needless to say, your personality matches your looks. And you're very approachable, and I really feel that you are extremely talented, and that's why I have you on our show. And, I saw the response that you were getting from the public, and, I never met somebody before who does just pets, or mostly pets. So, you know, I think, I really do, I think you're amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I love what I do, and I think that just comes through in my aura. I just love it. I love helping people. I love helping solve problems with their animals and healing them. So that is, I believe, my purpose. And it's just evolved, and it just comes through me, and it brings me a lot of joy.
You want to know something? It's really interesting because a lot of people, and this is where I see you different than a lot of other people who are just into pets, because a lot of people can't relate to other people, and so therefore they resort to just their animals. And a lot of these people have a hard time relating to other people. And you are very personable, both with the animal kingdom as well as, people. You're very personable. What was the largest animal? Did you ever do an animal outside of a dog or a cat?
Of course, yes. I do a lot of horses, a lot of horses. I mean, you know, there's just a lot of horse lovers out there. I had a horse when I was younger, and I just love horses. So, but any animals, I can do any animals, definitely.
Wow. So do you, like, get yourself in that frame of mind where it's like, because I know, like, put it this way, I have an on-off switch. Right. And a lot of people ask me, being that I'm psychic and medium and all that stuff, you know, do I have an on-off switch? And I do. And, when I'm out in public and I'm with the restaurants, you know, I'm out at the restaurants or walking around the malls, you know, I'm just like everybody else. It's not like I'm on 24/7 where, oh, I can't turn it off. You know, Teresa Caputo says, oh, I can't turn it off. And I have other friends who are on 24/7. So do you have an on-off switch, or are you pretty open all the time, especially if you go like into PetSmart or, you know, where there's a lot of animals? Are your senses heightened, or you just turn it on and off when you want to?
I do what you do. I feel like if you don't turn it off, it's kind of codependent, and you can burn out. Okay, and it's almost like energy leakage. That's the way I look at that. I think that you have to have very good boundaries personally, so that you don't take on other people's issues and burn out. So I don't tune in unless somebody calls, unless somebody asks me, and then I tune in.
Right, and it's amazing to me because when I want to tune in, I have this instant ability. You know, I don't know if it's from my past relationships, but you just block everything else out, and you're just zoning into your own zone. And I just, you know, literally, I blank my mind out in a heartbeat, and I just allow whatever thoughts come into my mind. And it's almost like in my mind, I'm almost saying, calling all angels, please, you know, let me have the answers. And I allow myself just to sit there, or if it's somebody's loved one who passed away. So, but like you said, it's very easy. You could emotionally get sick. And I have, and all my friends who are on 24/7 deal with depression and deal with anxiety, and, you know, they have physical ailments, and it's because they're picking up on everybody else's energy, and it's just not healthy. So that's really good that you, you know, do what you do, you know, in the way that you do it, you know. And do you feel like, do you ever get in a position where you feel like you have an obsession, like, oh, I mean, I want to read, you know, animals, I want to read, you know, you have this, I got, you know, I feel like I haven't done it, I have to. Or do you just take it as passe, whenever it happens, it happens?
Well, when I was in the beginning, when I started with the Dog Pack Oracle cards, and I actually started developing the system, I was that way. I read all the time because I was learning so much, and I'm still learning. But it's not quite as I kind of leveled off. And so I really do find myself wanting to read when I hear about a sick animal or a friend or my daughter's animals, then I definitely want to read because I want to help them. So those times I do.
Do you ever go to pet shelters or anything like that? Animal shelters or?
I do. I have 3 shelters here in the Pennsylvania area that I work with: Hope for Hannah, Griffin Pond, and Blue Chip. And I'm always at fundraisers for the SPCA. I do everything I can, you know, to support pets. You know, it's wonderful.
I'm sure at the top of your head, tell me one of the most wonderful experiences that you ever had, where there's always got to be like that top 1% of 1%. Where there's just certain animals that you just connect to, that you just 100% love their personality. What was like one or two of your stories that was just amazing? Like you were just in love with the animals so much and they were responding to you so well in your thoughts. I actually want to know something, Leslie, before we do that, because we're going to be going to a break soon. Why don't you give everybody your phone number so if somebody wants to, you know, have their pets to be read, you know, they could call you. And what's your number?
It's area code 570-401-1062.
All right, one more time.
570-401-1062.
All right, everybody. So if you really want to know what your pets are thinking or how they're feeling, you know, just give Leslie a call, and she'll give you the scoop on what's going on behind the scenes in your animal's head, in your pet's head. All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because Leslie and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, darling.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman of Angels and Answers, and we have a special guest, Leslie Zuber, who is an excellent animal pet psychic, and she's been doing it for years. And Leslie, I just before you tell us one or two of your stories, I just wanted to let everybody know I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey, May 27th at the Compass Massage. So if you're in the South Jersey area and you'd want to come meet me in person or get a private read, feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or just for a private session period or a phone reading. I'm just accurate over the phone. And I also do arty parties. So if anybody wants to have a girl's night out, hey, what other better way to celebrate a time to get together with your girlfriend and, you know, find out what's going on in your future, or are you with the right guy, or should you get rid of the bum, or whatever. So, but in any case, Leslie, so I was asking you, what were one or two of your most amazing stories or an animal that you really fell in love with?
Well, I work with people and their animal, and a lot of times the animal isn't present, as I shared, but I can tune into their energy. And the one situation that comes to mind is actually where I met you, the show where I met you in Philadelphia, the Mind Body Spirit show. A gentleman came and he was a little older, and he had a dog. I can't remember the breed, but he was about 14 years old, and I knew the dog was ready to transition. And this gentleman loved his dog so much, and he said, you know, I understand that he has to pass, but I just want to know, is he ready? Is he ready to go? And this is, like, such an important question, and it's, you know, for people that love their animals, they want to know, is it time? Is it the right time? Should I wait? You know, is there anything else I can do? And the reading showed that his dog was absolutely ready to go, but he was just waiting for him to let go. And as we spoke about this and just saying it out loud, I think I was crying more than he was. I had to get the tissues for myself, which I don't like to break down in readings, but I could just feel the love connection between this man and his dog. It was just so moving for me. You know, and he was good with it. He understood, and he was letting, you know, he was letting his dog go, because it is an unselfish act. We can't keep our dogs alive, you know, to fill our needs.
Yeah, animals, you know, we become so attached to our pets. A lot of times, more so than our kids, whether it be fortunate
exactly.
or unfortunate, because the animals are filled with unconditional love. They never give you any havoc. They're always happy to see you. They're always willing and ready to lick your face or fall on top of you. If you're hurting, they intuitively know to go right by you and to nurture you. And, you know, they, on the most part, just are just very, you know, happy, loyal beings. And it's impossible not to fall in love with your pets. You know, I had a bird by the name of Max. His name's, he was a yellow-naped Amazon parrot. And he was supposed to last 60 to 80 years. And we had a very good relationship, and he lasted 24 years, which was still a good run. But I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe that he left. And I was just beside myself. It took me a few days, two, 3 days, to overcome it. And, you know, for other people, it's a lot longer than that. But for me, it was about a two, three-day process of mourning, and I was just, you know, I just loved him so much, and he was so playful, and it just, we had that connection. You know, I haven't talked about him like this in a long time, and I just feel that strong bond and connection. So, you know, so I'm saying this to the public, that you do have a lot of empathy from people like myself, like Leslie, people who are very animal-oriented and connected. That when you lose a pet, you know, it's very devastating, you know, and other people might not appreciate how deep the love is when you lose a beautiful being, you know, a living creature that you love as much as your own family member. And it's tough. I came up with an epiphany today while I was on my other radio show out of Princeton, New Jersey. And it just came to me while I was talking with Sky. And I realized that And it was like the answer was just being given to me. I heard this for the very first time as it was coming out of my own mouth. That the reason why we consciously don't know the true beauty on the other side, that if we consciously were aware of the extreme beauty of what it's like to be in heaven, all of us, or a good part of us, would want to end our life and just be there on the other side. Say, I don't want to deal with all this emotional bullcrap, you know, dealing with financial problems, dealing with emotional problems, with, you know, with family, with friends, with lovers. And, you know, it's like they just say, it's like, you know, I'd rather go on the other side because there's no emotional stress. There's nothing but unconditional love. So consciously, God has blocked us from truly understanding that extreme love and that extreme beautiful life on the other side. So we're blocked from knowing. We know it, you know, in a spiritual sense, but not on a super conscientious sense, you know. But it's not until you go over there that you feel the beauty of it. And so therefore, the fear of the unknown, of what it's like to pass away or to die, it's scary for most people. And so most people are afraid to die or the process of dying. And so I believe that God has created this fear of the unknown that we have. You know, it's to us to have blind faith, but, you know, the fear of the unknown scares us. So which gives us our will to want to live, which is where our lessons are on this planet, on this earth, while we're alive. And so that's why we have that energy of fear of the unknown. I really believe that. And it was just told to me today why this is, you know. So I thought that was like, wow, you know.
That's incredible. I never thought of it that way. That makes perfect sense to me.
And, you know, when I was talking with Sky today, we both looked at each other. I go, wow, that was an amazing explanation of why we're afraid to die, because, like I said, it's the fear of the unknown. So that's what it's not that there's anything wrong with being on the other side. And, you know, of course, it's more beautiful, and it's why times a thousand. But because we don't consciously know that, well, how do I know I'm not going to go to hell? How do I know I'm going to be in purgatory? How do I know? Not that I personally believe in purgatory or hell, but, you know, but people who don't know, they assume the worst, and then they assume that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, when you die of cancer, they carry the pain with them, and they don't. It's all disconnected. So there you go. So now you could have an explanation that when people have to let go of their pets who have passed away, what I believe is that you're letting a healthy soul out of an unhealthy body, so now your pet could be happy and play again and run again and do all that stuff rather than being limited in the physical body.
It's so true. It's so true. And I know that, but even when I've had to put my pets down, it's so unbearably painful. And I'm at peace with it, but it's so difficult. So hard.
Yeah, we're spiritual beings living a human existence, and we feel all these emotions as people, as humans. And I'm going to explain something to you and the audience that I've gotten while I was in meditation. Somebody asked me one time, is the mind, body, and soul all as one? And this is exactly how it was explained to me from the other side, from the angels. The mind creates, all right? Our mind creates. Our physical body reacts. And our soul feels and observes what's going on.
Wow, I want to write that down. That's beautiful.
And so that's going to be in my next book. But you're allowed to write it down. And but it's the truth. The soul feels it up while the mind creates and the body responds.
It's a teamwork.
Yes. Leslie, I want to thank you so, so much for being on our show. I could have you on for the next 5.5 hours, but I know you have to go to your son's thing.
So family first.
Yes, and I will make it my business to give you a call and just thank you so much. We have to go for a commercial break. So everybody, you're going to have me for the next half hour, so stick around. And Leslie, I'll talk to you soon, and thanks again for joining Sky and I.
Thank you so much. Take care, Artie.
All right, sweetheart, take care of yourself. All right, everybody, stick around, because Artie and Arthur and Mr. Hoffman and all of us, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining in with Angels That Answer. And right now, the last half hour, I am on my own, but I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. I love having guests, and I don't mind being on my own also. I've done radio shows by myself in the past, but it's always fun to have somebody else on the air with you. It really is somebody to bounce off of. Somebody to give their input, somebody to joke around with. It's a lot like life. I always tell people, you know, I'm a people person. I'm a big-time people person. And yet I love my own self-time, and I do love being alone, but yet I'm never lonely, all right? Even though I love my alone time, I'm never lonely. And most of the time when I drive in the car, I usually don't have the radio on. I love the peace and quiet, and I love being connected to the other side. And a lot of times when I'm driving, I don't even know how I get from point A to point B, because I'm just in my own little zone. I don't get in accidents either, you know. I got my angels protecting me. But right now we have a wonderful person who would like to speak with me. And Brian, who is this?
We have Allie from Simisset, and you're live on the air with Artie Hoffman.
All right. Hey, Allie.
Hi, Artie. I have a question for you. I met somebody last July, and we've been dating each other, but I'd like to know what you see of this relationship. Is it going to become anything, or if I'm going to meet somebody new, or what?
Okay. Is he the one that's constantly smiling? I'm seeing somebody who smiles an awful lot around you. Is this him or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I'm picking up on the energy of just constantly smiling, which is a beautiful trait to have. I think it's beautiful energy. But what I'm getting is that while you're in this relationship, it's extremely important to not lose the sense of who you are while you're in this relationship. And a lot of people do that. They lose the sense of who they are when they're so overzealous with somebody who they love so much that they forget who they are. And they just make their whole life about their relationship or about their partner rather than being themselves and sharing yourself with your partner. Your question is this the relationship for you?
Right.
Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, because I don't get any vibes from him. I think he's interested. He shows he's interested. But yet we don't date each other every weekend, and I know he's not dating anybody else. And also his daughter and his two grandchildren just moved in with him just before we met. And I don't know, if there would be a chance for anything to happen with them living there, you know?
Well, what I'm picking up with him is that I feel like this is going to be a very good match. I feel like it definitely has the potential to be a very good relationship. And he's the type of person, though, that he's like being very methodical, you know, and he really thinks a lot. And he's kind of afraid to, like, show his emotions, to show his true emotions. And I feel like it's because he's afraid of getting hurt. And I feel like he's trying to keep an overall, well, sense of balance within himself between his family and his other life and then having you on. I feel like he really does enjoy your company. And as far as what you want out of it and what he wants out of it, I feel that he really enjoys your companionship. And if you could hang in there for a while, just keeping things as they are, I feel like their relationship is going to grow. It's like watching grass grow. It's just going to grow.
You think so, huh? How long do you think before I would see any sign of that?
I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you.
How long do you think before I see our relationship growing?
Well, put it this way,
me?
The relation, what I'm getting is September, come September, you're 100% going to decide by that point whether if you want to stick with him or move on. And it's going to be your personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to decide whether this is going to be your free will. You're going to decide whether is this enough for you.
Right.
You know, but as far as he goes, this relationship can continue just the way it is up until forever. But slowly, it will grow a little more, a little more, a little more. But if you start talking like you want more out of the relationship, he's going to back off. But if you just enjoy each other's time without keeping score or putting an agenda to it, this relationship, you know, could very well be, you know, a wonderful relationship. But if you're looking to make something big time out of it and you – I have a feeling is that you want something more concrete and solid faster than what he's capable or willing to do. But if you could just sit and just appreciate the energy that he's willing to give you, this relationship could last. But if you're going to put pressure on him or put pressure on yourself with a relationship and you overanalyze it, then it's going to go a bust.
When you say it could last, could it end in a commitment?
Yeah, like I said, over time, I really feel like things could really be in a committed type of situation. But it's going to, It's not like, okay, give me the ring, it's official. Okay, let's get married, it's official. Now, forget about the official part. It just is. It just is.
Right.
It's just assumed.
Yeah, I'm willing to wait, but I don't want to wait, you know, forever and then find out, you know, that this is not going anyplace.
Now, well, the thing is like he wants this comfort zone. You know, he likes this comfort zone. And over the months, over the years, I feel like why try to fix something if it's not broken? Because you do mm-hmm. enjoy each other's time while you're together. I feel like the energy is really good while you're together, correct?
Right.
Okay. And so what you're confused about is trying to define it. Like,
right.
Who cares? Who cares whether you're considered boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever? Because right now, automatically, what I feel in my heart and soul, I feel like he doesn't want to see anybody else. And I know you don't want to see anybody else. So it's like without saying it, you're like in that committed relationship.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like everything's okay, but, you know, I don't think you have to put a strong emphasis to it. You know, and then sometimes he likes to do things that you have no interest in and vice versa, which is 100% normal.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do everything together. You're still allowed to have a life as separate people, and then you share your life together as far as, you know, with the intimacy or sharing on certain, you know, things that you like to do.
Right.
And that's totally normal, and it's healthy. You know, so if he just mm-hmm. wants to spend time with his kids, or at times he wants to be by himself, or just don't take it personal. Just say, all right, because I feel like the more cool you're with it, and the more you just get into your life and not worry about it, I think things are just going to go along just hunky-dories.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, just don't try to fix something that's not broken. I feel like everything's okay. But come September, trust me, by September you're definitely going to know that feeling, whether if you're willing to still stay in this or whether if you want to break up. That's what I'm getting. After the summertime, you'll 100% know. And so it's either you're going to feel a lot more comfortable, or you're going to say, it's not what I want. But right now, you know, everything is fine, so don't try to overanalyze anything. Just enjoy each other's time.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, sweetheart. You take care.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for calling in. So, you know, a lot of people are in the same circumstance, you know, in relationships. And it's funny because a lot of times people say to me, Artie, I got this unique situation. And then they start telling me about this unique situation. And in this case, I'm not talking about just, you know, being in a relationship like she was just in, what she was talking about. I'm talking about people who, well, I'm married, but I love somebody else. And, you know, but I'm wondering if they're going to finally get out of their relationship, and will I end up being with them? Am I wasting my time? And so all these people say to me, I'm kind of like in a unique situation. It's not unique at all. It is so common, I can't even begin to tell you. So, but that's a whole nother segment in itself. So listen, we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Ari, myself, and I, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. May 27th, I'm going to be at the Compass Massage in Ocean City on 8th Avenue doing readings for the public. Last month, I sold out, and it was very successful that day, and the energy was amazing. I just went to an amazing seminar, and it was amazing, all the things that we, and it was amazing, all the things that we experience while being with other mediums. And it's amazing when you are around, the same kind of people who have the same, like-minded ideas that you do. It's very, how can I say? It's very inspiring. It's very wonderful when you are doing something that you absolutely love to do and you have a bunch of other people who share the same love that you do. And it could be about cars. It could be about animals. It could be about traveling. It could be about restaurants, about food, about cooking, about music. It goes on and on and on. So if you're wondering what you should do or what you could do, then I highly recommend that you join a group or speak with a friend or Google it and see where you could fit in so that you could be around, you know, like-minded people like yourself and, you know, start enjoying life. Life isn't just about, you know, doing life. You know, it's about, it's not about surviving life. It's about living life. You know, life is meant to be enjoyed. And I know most of us, we have a tremendous amount of stress and responsibilities on our hands, whether it be with family or relationships or children or finances and, you know, and with our jobs. You know, there's a lot of responsibilities. But while you're doing all of that, it's very important to take time out for yourself and learn how to play with life as well. And, you know, God bless everybody who enjoys doing what they're doing. Because for those people, you never have to work a day in your life. And I feel very blessed in that respect also. I love doing what I'm doing. I love doing readings. I love doing parties. I love doing shows. And I had the most amazing time with Sky and with a bunch of new friends and my buddy Anthony Castagna, who's a very talented young medium. And it was just great. I can't say enough wonderful things about what it's like to be around so many people. There were 60 of us in the group, and plus, you know, Tony, who was teaching. And he's this lovely guy from England and with an incredible sense of humor. And if anything, I've learned more about showmanship and learning about to be more comfortable speaking in front of an audience, which I always was, but it's always nice to see somebody else's style. And just because you might be very advanced at doing what you're doing, it's still not such a bad thing to take lessons or classes in something that you love to do, because somebody else might be teaching you that one or two things that you didn't even know. Even though you know most of what they're saying, and I've already understood a lot of what Tony was saying. You know, I really didn't learn a lot per se, but I did learn a couple of key things that added to my abilities to be able to read people. And I know Sky did also, and so did everybody else. And what I walked away from that also was meeting a lot of wonderful new friends. And it was great. It was just fantastic. And I just loved it. I just absolutely loved it. I want to share with you a story that happened to me on Mother's Day. I said this last week, but, you know, in case there's some of you who didn't listen to my last week's show, which I don't know why, but see that? I laugh at my own jokes. But on Mother's Day, I visited my mom's grave, and she passed away a couple of years ago. And so that day, my wife Charity and myself, we ended up going to Monmouth Racetrack, and we took her mother and her whole family went. And, you know, it was a buffet brunch, and it was a big spread. And so, you know, we went there. I won a couple of races. I lost some races. And it's right now about the seventh race. And so my sister-in-law and I, Charity's sister, we decided to go downstairs, you know, to leave the restaurant where we were, to go downstairs and to be where everybody else was outside in the sunshine and all, because it was gorgeous weather. And so what happened was I forgot my program. And I went outside and I looked over and I saw a lady with a program, and she was just getting online to make a bet. Again, we're at Monmouth Racetrack in New Jersey. So I walked over to her. I said, and I said to my sister-in-law, there's going to be a horse that I feel is going to win, has something to do with laughter or smiling, or I don't know. It's just something of that energy. And so I went over to this lady and I said, do you mind if I look at your program? And she said, not at all. So she showed me her program, and I'm looking at all the names of the horses. Forget about trying to figure it out. You're not going to win. The less you know about horses, the better your chances are of winning. So play your favorite numbers, play your favorite jockey, play the horse with the biggest ass or the smallest ass or the nicest ass, whatever. Just do it just based on your gut instinct. So I'm looking at the names of the horses, and there's a horse there called She's from Boston. It just so happens that my mother was from Boston, her and her family. And I said to my sister-in-law, I said, that's the horse that's going to win this race. And so I said to the lady, I said, you should bet on this horse. This is the horse that's going to win the race. And she goes, that's the horse I was already going to bet on. She goes, I already have my mind made up before you said anything. And I was so excited because I felt in my heart and soul that that horse was going to win. Lo and behold, make a long story short, the horse ended up winning by a head, and it beat the heavy favorite. And the funny thing is that the heavy favorite started off in dead last place, and it came around the stretch, and it charged the horses like there was no tomorrow. And it was amazing that, you know, the horse won as well as it did. And I was just so excited, and I just looked up. You know, I won $146, and I just looked up, and I said, thank you, Mom. Thank you. And that was just her little affirmation to me that, you know, that she was around me. And she always sends me signs. I look at the time, and whenever I see the time of 12/21, that was when my mother was born. That was my mother's birthday. And so so I look at the clock, and a lot of times I see 12/21, or I see 1/21, which is, you know, the 12 and the 1. So, again, that's my mom's visit to me. And she's the one that smiles, and she's the one that laughs a lot. And, you know, it was just so great knowing that she was around me. And, you know, so even though a lot of people, you know, they're looking for signs from their loved ones, there's many different signs that they leave you. And a lot of times it could be through electricity if your lights are going on and off. All right. If you see the red cardinals going by, if you see a huge bird with a tremendous wingspan, if a bird craps on you, that's a sign from your loved one with the sense of humor. When there's an animal just standing there and just stops what it's doing and just stares at you right in the face, again, that's a sign from your loved one. You know, there's many different signs. And again, for me, it's when I look at the time and I see my mother's birthday, 12/21, and I know that that's her that's around me, you know. So it's really cool. Sometimes you'll just smell their scent around you. And, you know, when there's no way there should be a smell like that because you're in your car or you're someplace where, you know, it's impossible for them, you know, for you to smell whatever it is that you're smelling. And yet it could be a cigarette when no one's smoking, and or it could be the smell of alcohol, you know, when there's nothing around that even comes close to having alcohol around you. But these are all signs from our loved ones. And so what I say to you is I guarantee you, I reassure you that your loved ones who are deceased, they're in a very healthy place. And I 100% believe in my heart and soul that they're in a place that if you were to take Hawaii and times that by 1,000, that's how beautiful it is on the other side. And it's just the fear of the unknown that makes us feel like, oh my God, you know, is there really a heaven? Is there a really beautiful place? I promise you it is, all right? But I'm not telling anybody to kill themselves because that's not the way to go, all right? You need to live your life and own your responsibilities. All right, and just get help if you need help. So listen up, folks. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May God grace you and your family with all the love and protection that you deserve. And don't ever stop asking God and your angels for help. Don't ever give up your faith. And it doesn't even have to be a religion. It could just be spirituality. But just don't ever give up faith, because when you give up faith and you give up hope, then you've lost it. And it's the people are usually the ones that don't believe in God, or they're always nervous and always worried. So just stay true to yourself and be happy and be healthy. And until next week, everybody, God bless you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.